They will have a nuclear weapon, but whether they will have the capacity to quickly have a nuclear weapon.
Well, that is obviously the question, and that is why Jim said, you know, at the end of the day, maybe a year. I mean, these kinds of calculations are...
Maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that. They are difficult to make. That a lot of countries around the world have the what's called breakout capacity.
Right.
They have stopped short of it. They have not pursued it. They have found it not to be in their interests or in the interests of regional
stability. But do you think
stability.
That's what they mean and that's what they intend?
Well, that's what we're testing. That's what every meeting with them is about, to try to really probe and see what kinds of commitments we can get out of them. Now, at this point, we don't have them, so I can't speak to what they might be if they are ever to be presented. But that's why we have to, you know, take this meeting by meeting and pursue it as hard as we can.
And the problem is not so much the threat they would represent to us or to Israel or to our allies somewhere in the region. It's the proliferation problem, because it would really then be out of control, and that's the real thing you have to guard. And that's why I would say at the end of the day, you just cannot let them have the weapon. Now, what is that breakout time, or is that after they make one, or after they make three or four, or after you're convinced they have the delivery vehicles? That's all for the military to decide. But at some point, you have to say that's simply not going to happen.